Welcome to an impromptu Negative or Positive Vibe. CJ Nikowski and Ryan Spielborgs, and we're here to talk about the huge news of the night, and that is that it's Juan Soto signing a 15-year deal worth $765 million, Spilly. It was the New York Mets when it was all said and done, and I think we kind of anticipated that to some degree, that they were not going to get outbid. Some of the details here, a $75 million signing bonus. So you're looking at 15 years and $690 million. That is a $46 million AAV. It's not the AAV, but what they're paying per year on the contract. There is an opt-out in this thing as well. But the New York Mets get it done. They seem like the favorites. You and I, the other day on our radio show, Loud Outs on MLB Network Radio, weekdays 1 to 4 Eastern Time, we had talked about kind of the five teams that had bids in, who we thought was most likely going to land Juan Soto. We both thought it was going to be the New York Mets, and that is exactly how this thing has played out.
I don't even know how to wrap my mind around the contract. I mean, like, I think there's a couple feels. First off, I was kind of looking forward to seeing this thing play out. You and I, going back to Loud Outs, and we both anticipated it was going to be the two New York teams. And what I kind of liked about this was we had this almost like we knew that, and we heard, look, Steve Cohen was going to one up the Yankees or the Blue Jays or the Red Sox, whoever, by $50 million. And I loved in theory the idea that the two Yankee or the two New York media market teams were going to compete against each other. There's nothing better than a billionaire pissing contest, right? Like, this is great because that's what we got. And I felt like the Yankees extended themselves in a way that we had never seen them do before. And, you know, I don't want to hear about coming in second place. I don't want to hear about it. Either land the player or you don't. But in this case, I mean, Steve Cohen's won a lot of art in his life. He has outbid many people trying to land this fantastic art piece. And what it felt like was Steve Cohen went into art buying mode. He went into, I'm going to buy a Hall of Famer because Juan Soto is going to be in the Hall of Fame. When you consider that and you put that up against, you know, different players on the free agent market, I'm sorry, there isn't a free agent available to you on the market that you're willing to bid for. You weren't going to do that for Corbin Burns, not going to do it for Max Fried, not a knock on their career, but they're not future Hall of Famers. For Juan Soto, at age 26, basically he has brought two teams to the World Series. The pedigree's there. He can hit the postseason. We saw what he was able to do with the Yankees as far as the Yankees hadn't been to the World Series since Juan Soto threw on a uniform. And I think he does have that impact to a team. I think he has that impact to an organization. But for that number, man, like, what? And so if I'm in that market going back to Yankees and Mets and thinking about having both of these two teams, you know, duke it out for to get a future Hall of Famer, God, it's got to feel good to be a New York Met, right? Like, eat it, Yankee fans. You can't even afford them. You couldn't
for a day.
Them.
I mean, maybe we will see. They could have. They just obviously were not willing to go to this number, but it sounds like potentially they got pretty close. A lot of information still kind of coming in from the insiders around the game, but I imagine they were in somewhat of the neighborhood. But that's not the way that it plays out. I find it interesting, right? The Yankees were just in the World Series, and I'll put you on the spot a little bit right now. The Yankees, I think, dodged a bullet here, to be quite honest, because they have a lot of moves they have to make. And so they obviously were out there and they were aggressive and they got to the World Series with Juan Soto and he helped Aaron Judge a lot in that lineup and the way that things balanced out. But they have needs that they have to meet and it felt like they were probably going to go light if they landed Juan Soto. And I say light, meaning they just were in a place that their payroll was so high that I can't imagine there was going to be any other big ticket items. Now for Brian Cashman, he's got to get it done. And he needs to go ahead and you pivot to plan B and get aggressive. And I feel like these next few days are going to be pretty exciting because a lot of that is going to be happening around the game. But here's where I'm going to put you on the spot. Let's go for the next 7 years. Two different ways to look at it. One, from a title standpoint, which is tough to really predict. Question number one, who has more titles over the next 7 years, the Yankees or the Mets?
Yankees or the Mets next 7 years. I like the Mets chances right now than I do the Yankees. I think they're in a much better spot. I felt like their lineup was going to be a little bit more dynamic with Juan Soto there, just because where Francisco Lindor is, the appearance of Mark Vientos, they still have to figure out first base. But I liked overall where the Mets were at in comparison to the Yankees. The elephant in the room is the Dodgers. I mean, regardless of how we feel about the Mets and the Dodgers, or the Mets and the Yankees, is you got to beat the Dodgers. And neither one of these teams have proven they're capable of doing that.
Yeah.
So even though Yankees and Mets will be in the World Series a couple times the next couple of years, can they actually finish the drill to win one? I don't know. So I'm going to give the Mets likelihood of winning a World Series the next 7 years. I'll give them one championship. I think it's going to be a bit of a stretch for the Yankees to immediately follow what they did this year to get in the World Series, and especially in the next 3 years, because they do have some aging stars. Now, if they go out and we've kind of come up with a game plan for them on a pivot, and I like their pivot much better than landing Juan Soto. I think they're better off. I'm with you. I think the Yankees dodged a bullet here by not signing Juan Soto. The two teams that would have been, I think, possibly sunk had they landed Juan Soto was the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees. Those two teams, if they signed Soto, I felt like, oh crap, you guys are done. But the Mets have this little window that I think the Mets should be really, really competitive. They just have to get through the Dodgers. But as far as the Yankees are concerned, if they go and they get a frontline starter now, if they go get Corbin, or I think Max Fried fits really nice there, and then you start to fill in those ancillary spots, which is Christian Walker, trade for Cody Bellinger, figuring out your third base. I mean, maybe now you get aggressive with an Alex Bregman if you really want to. I'd say avoid that one. Go ahead and trade for Nolan Arenado, and then make this three-year window really interesting. Because to me, you have an Aaron Judge that's 32, turning 33. You have Giancarlo on the back end. He's got 4 years remaining. Garrett Cole's 33, 34. Not quite the same Cy Young he was 2 years ago, but he is coming back from injury. Looked pretty good down the stretch. I just think the likelihood of the Yankees in a three-year window, you can press and do a lot more in this little window than you could for a 15-year window.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I think we talked about it before this thing ever started, because they had so many different things that they have to do. I love the idea of Christian Walker. I love the idea that they would go out and sign, whether it be Max Fried or Corbin Burns. They need a left fielder. Jason Dominguez so far has not proven that he can be the guy. And who knows, maybe you can get him as part of a Garrett Crochet deal. To put you over the top a little bit before that goes the other way. Jason Dominguez still has plenty of time to be a good big leaguer. He may be a good big leaguer this year, but I think if you really want to go for it right now with the New York Yankees, because they are getting a little bit older, locking up some of these other guys that we have talked about, I think probably would make a lot of sense. They could probably also use a closer. We talked a lot about, you know, what we saw last year certainly was interesting there with Luke Weaver. But I'd like to slide him down and be able to use him a little bit more, right? We know that Clay Holmes is gone. They're going to try to get Tommy Canley back. But I just think if they can make the other moves that they need to make now that this thing is done, I think they're in a much better position. I sent something to our group today because it just kind of made me laugh, because I was just goofing around with AI. And I just put in there, I said, what is the best MLB stadium for Juan Soto to hit in? And it came back as Citi Field and the New York Mets. And, you know, AI just doesn't give you an answer. It gives you reasons. And it got into the performance metrics of the player, what he has done there, park dimensions, how it fits for him, some of that historical data, and then even also talked about his comments and how comfortable he has been in that ballpark. So that's a dub for AI. It is a dub for Adrian Mendoza, who told us 15 years and $750 million. I don't think he's going to get punished. We joked around that if he didn't get the 15 years and $750, that he probably would have to get punished for what he did apparently on TikTok and leaking that information, and whether he was having a conversation with his dad, Carlos Mendoza, or he overheard a conversation. Sons of coaches have gotten themselves in a little bit of trouble with this kind of stuff, but everybody can smile and they can laugh about it now. And I hope that MLB Trade Rumors and everybody else is making sure when they're giving credit that Adrian Mendoza was the first one to mention 15 years for Juan Soto.
I think the Latin, I'm very happy for him. I wanted him to get grounded. So I still want him out of principle.
No.
Still out of principle. You gotta get grounded, at least get a demerit. The one thing I want to answer, and I think it's fair. Why? Right. I think the question has been why. One dimensional player in the case of Juan Soto doesn't pitch like Otani, does not bring the marketing in. of Ohtani. How in the world can you actually break this contract? Mm-hmm. Give me a reason for it. Well, the reason for me, as I think about this, is to have this type of impact bat, which we know hitters don't age the same way pitchers do. The risk for a position player that's a hitter that can hit, the hit tool's there, the walk tool's there, you're going to age much better than you will as a pitcher. A pitcher getting a 15-year, 16-year deal for this number would never happen. Mm. Paul Skeens would never get this deal. There's nobody in the history of baseball that's a starting pitcher will ever get close to a deal like this. So in this case, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime type case, Soto's numbers match up to Ted Williams. This is the modern-day version of Ted Williams.
Mm.
And to consider that, to have the ability to purchase that, not to draft and develop, not to trade, but to purchase it, it's the one time where you can actually validate the cost of this player. Even though for many, many organizations, they wouldn't want to give them $250 million. You can make the argument when it's all said and done, especially if this puts the Mets in the chance to win multiple World Series. If they win one, contract paid for, you're good. So I think this is the one exception to the rule. I think it's great for players, but players are not going to be able to match up to Juan Soto. Yeah. I can go to an organization and go, hey, Juan Soto's getting paid this much. I should be getting paid more. They're going to go, Spilly, save it. You don't do the things that he does. Yeah. This guy will go down as one of the greatest hitters of all time. He will go down with numbers that match Ted Williams. This is what the modern day Ted Williams looks like. It's a one shot. You got him. And then I think in time, you'll see that it was worth it. I think the back end's going to stink. Right? Like,
of course. Yeah. I think everyone feels that way. Yeah.
But for the next 10 years, you got him from 26 until 35. That's a pretty good window to buy.
And I don't think Steve Cohen is really that concerned about his return on investment. He's worried about winning. Right? That's what matters when you're talking about an owner that is worth somewhere around $13, $14, $15 billion, and he's a diehard Met fan. But they will be making some money off of him, nowhere near what you just talked about with Shohei Ohtani. When they opened the ballpark at Citi Field, they drew $3.1 million. They haven't seen anything above $2.7 since, and they were at $2.3 last year. And this is a team that had a really nice run. So attendance will be up. I think that absolutely is a guarantee. And it's going to be a fun ride for a little while. But you're right. I think we all agree that the back end could end up being a little bit ugly. But it is all said and done. Juan Soto, at one point, turned down $440 million from the Nationals. I thought he was crazy. Instead, he got himself $765 million, including a $75 million signing bonus from the New York Mets. It is going to be very interesting. They had a nice run. The Phillies are good. The Braves are going to be good. The division is going to be deep. But he stays in New York in a ballpark in which he has been very comfortable, in which he has had success. And I think that just opens the door what's going to be a wild few days now here during the winter meetings. And free agency now feels like it almost has officially opened up. Spilly and I will be back with you as the news breaks for sure. We'll be back on air Wednesday on MLB Network Radio at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, our show Loud Outs. But we think there's going to be a lot more before we get to Wednesday. As always, we appreciate you listening. This has been Negative War. Positive.